another episode of Go Terpists with Travis Garrison on the Field of 68 Networks. Got my big bro Ryan Randall joining the show today. Excited about this. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? Happy to see you, man. See you doing good, man.
I'm trying, man. It's been a while, bro. Like I said, man, I think it's been, man, I'm talking about we actually talked and seen each other, man. I think since the Maryland days, bro.
Yeah, that was it. Once I left and it was like, okay, I'm about to go back to Texas now. A long time, man.
They miss you, man. But like I said, man, I'm definitely grateful, man, that you took time out your schedule, man. I know it's the holidays, man. It's holidays to you and the family, man. How's everything going with you, though?
Man, everything's going good, man. You know, teaching, doing everything I gotta do, you know, support the family for right now without basketball. You know, that's kind of hard.
I definitely know that, man. I'm still making an adjustment myself. You know, basketball been our life, man, for a long time, bro. But you know, comes the time, man, it got to end. You know, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not doing much, man. Just taking care of the family. That's about it, man.
And that's what's up, man. So you're from back in Texas now, right?
Yeah, I'm back in Texas now. Yeah.
Okay. And I know. Before you got to Maryland, man, you started off at Allegheny. You actually with DeMar. How was that, man? And so when you guys got connected down there, man, and that process.
Well, at the time, you know, in high school, you know, you had to take the SAT and ACT. I knew I wasn't going to take no ACT, ACT, all that test. I was like, nah, I just going to go to junior college. And then one day, you know, one of your natives, Steve Franchise, came to Duncanville.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, because at first I thought it was going to be for my point guard because, you know, he was top known, boom. Then coach called me in there. Then I'm, you know, starstruck, like, hey, that's Stevie Franchise. Wait a minute, what are you doing here?
Right.
So he was like, man, I got a junior college that you most definitely would benefit. And I was like, so where is this junior college? And he was like, Allegheny. Where is Allegheny? He was like, man, it's in the sticks and boonies, but you'll like it. It'll help you out a whole bunch. Then went home, did a little research. He went there, so I was like, sure, if he went there, and he went to Maryland, he went to the league, I'm sure he is. So that's how I got to Allegheny. Allegheny was, it was an eye-opener, though. It was very, very hard eye-opener.
But hold on. So let me get this straight. So you talking about Steve came and recruited you, bro, out of high school?
Straight out of high school. I didn't know. I was like, hey, man, that's Steve, man. Yeah, he came up there. And said, yo, I got a junior college. Because at first, I'm just going to go to a junior college around here in Dallas, you know, in Texas.
Right.
So he came, told me. Shoot, matter of fact, when I went to go visit, he was there. Wow. And that, it was a route.
Man, that's crazy, man. That's, I know, a lot of people probably don't know that. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. So I went there and that was it. That was,
like I said, because you played with Jamal played together down there. When y'all connected, how was that, man? Because we know how Jamal is, bro. How was that?
Jay Hood was, he was, you know what I'm saying? 6'10", 6'11", run a point, could do anything, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was, eye-opener because the coach was like, hey, I know y'all can play, so play like y'all play when y'all playing pickup. That's how our coach was.
Wow.
He was letting me shoot threes. He was letting me bring the ball up the court, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have a certain position. Because all our players was, yo, our point guard can run the five position. True, our two guard can run the five position. So everybody was mixing and playing with Jamar. It was, man, it was awesome. It was Dunkfest City, man.
Right. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. It's like I said, man, it's crazy to hear that Steve recruited you to go to Allegheny. But because Allegheny is known, they like nominously known around the world, in the country, man. Like they always number one. They always like one of the best junior colleges to come out. Like you said, Steve went there. You know, Jamal came out of there. I mean, they known for winning, won championships, man. So, I mean, man, I know y'all had the college coaches going crazy down there, man, in regards to, like, you know what I mean, the D1s, man, coming to see you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was known for that. That's what it was known for. And we, at first, I didn't know.
Right.
You playing in Texas, and you don't, all you hear about is the East Coast Cat. Oh, they better, they, everybody's sitting there inventing basketball and this and that and this and all that.
Right.
My point was, I'm going to go to the East Coast and show them Texas players can hoop too. It was different, you know. It was, oh man, Allegheny was the school, you know.
Right.
He made you play your game.
Right.
He didn't put no, hey, you just a five-man rebound, you get the ball, you do what you got to do. He didn't do that.
Right. So
that's what basically people went to Allegheny for. You know what I'm saying? To get exposure, to get there. He knew how to put his pieces together and come together as one. So it was it was crazy, man.
Man, that's what's up. So when obviously, man, we know you went to Maryland, but like, do you have any other schools that was looking at you that wanted you to come there, man?
So one store, it was when my sophomore year at Allegheny. That's when Jamar first year.
Yeah.
He was there. We do a basketball meeting. Coach be like, the season's for the start. So we know we finna have to run a mile to get our stuff all together. You know what I'm saying? Right. And minutes to be, you know what I'm saying, to get there. So I'm sitting there like, man, I've been practicing all summer, man. I don't care. This mile, I'm gonna get this mile. I'm gonna get this mile under seven. So I was, you know what I'm saying? And plus, the group that we had, we wanted to win a championship for Allegheny. So we in this meeting, and there's stacks of recruiting letters everywhere. Then it's just one big, humongous box. I lied to you, now it was a box. So coach passing out everybody's letters. And I'm like, man, here we go again. Feel like it's in high school all over again, yo. I ain't getting recruited.
Right.
Go back home, play for one of them schools and call it a day. And coach picked up this big old box. I'm talking about it was huge. It landed it right in my face. But the first letter that was on there was Maryland. It was like, he took all of Maryland's letters and put them like, this is where you're going to go, but you can look at everything else.
Right.
So I had, and I told him when I first got there, I wasn't even thinking about Maryland, to tell you the truth. Right. My school was Syracuse. I want to go to Syracuse. That's where I wanted to go.
Right.
Ever since I was a freshman in high school, I want to go to Syracuse. That's my school.
Right.
I had Syracuse posters, everything in my room. I was like, man, I'm going to Syracuse. That's where I'm going. Right. How I get there, I'm getting there.
Right.
But I had Florida State, Cal. I had, it was a whole, if I could, if I knew where my mama put them boxes, I would show you. But letters from everywhere. And I'm like, dang. He said, that's the way you play all the time. If you play like that, you won't get recruited. But you're going to Maryland. That's what he was telling. You're going to Maryland. Maryland needs you. Like, hold on, coach. I'm looking for one letter. I'm throwing out letters like, hey, man, I don't want to go there. I'm looking for this one letter. You know what I'm saying? You know when you're young, that one letter.
Right.
It can say, congratulations, we don't want you, but that one letter, that's what I was looking for, that one Syracuse letter, man. And then I was like, dang, I didn't even get the Syracuse letter. So, but coach was like, you know, this is Maryland. Maryland, they was on it. Maryland, Florida State, and Clemson, they was on it. Boom.
Right.
Maryland was Steve franchise. They just went to the Final Four and lost. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I think I can go there and help them.
Right.
I'm not gonna get that many much playing time, but I can go there and help them for right now.
Right.
So, you know, went there. Then that's where it was.
Hey, who recruited you?
Who recruited me?
That's all from Merlin.
You remember Dave Dickerson and damn, what was the other cat name? What was that when we left? When we
Billy Hahn. Billy
Hahn. Yes. Them two. Dave came down like every day and said, I need 30. Then man, he came down, I need 40. I'm like, hold on, man. I barely got 30. Why you going? Wait a minute, yo. Who you think I am, yo? I feel like I'm a role player. That's how I feel. I'm a role player. Right. Just get about the person that does what he does. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, but him, and then, you know, he always brought Mouton because, you know, Mouton had that Southern, that accent that, hey, we going to buy together because I'm from the South. Right. You know what I'm saying? We'll go there. I'll go there for football games. They'll come back. I was like, man, I can't get no studying done because I'm always telling already. You know what I'm saying? Right. Told you, like, worry about that. You for to have fun, so yeah. Dave Dickerson was one of the biggest though. Him and
right,
yeah.
That's crazy, man. So you go out of Gainey because Steve came and recruited you. Yeah. you end up going to Merlin because Coach Dickerson and Mouton came and recruited. Hey, that says a lot about you, man. That says a lot about you in the game for sure.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, I didn't know. And tell you the truth. I always play, you know what I'm saying? I try to tell the kids today, yo, don't change your game. If you play like you play with AAU and then your coach telling you to play, he wants you to play the five. Okay, you can play the five a little bit, but coach, I'm going to get in my comfort zone too.
Right.
Let me play the five a little bit, get into my comfort zone. That's what I always tell them. I didn't know because my thing was, okay, we go to the playground, play basketball. I'm a different person on the playground.
Right.
When we're going to organize, well, I got to play that five position. But Allegheny was like, you can play the five, but you also can play this too. You can do what you got to do to play the game. So that's how it was.
So you end up choosing Maryland. So your first day on campus, what was that like, man? When you first got on campus, what was that like in regards to the atmosphere, but then just meeting the team, man, meeting Coach G Dub.
Man, that was, what can I say, man? Like, I was like high school all over again, man. You know what I'm saying? You had to prove yourself. I get there, everything was cool. You know what I'm saying? You got Chris Wilcox. I'm looking at him like, Utah. Honey won, and you know, he got all them that already been there. You know what I'm saying? They seniors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and I already knew Mouton. I knew half of the team, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there like, hey, you know, and they welcomed me with open arms. And from day one, it was, we on a mission. We made it to the Final Four. We need you to do this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course I was going to back up a senior. You know what I'm saying? Lonnie. Because, you know, he's a senior. He's going to get more playing time, you know. But he even was like, I'm going to take you under my wing. And when you get in, this is going to be a reflection of me playing. So coach can be like, all right, boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Let's go. I can go with you, Sleepy. So that's what we did. So it was good, man. That first day I stepped on, it was crazy. Coming from a junior college to a university, and you like, hey, hold on now, man. Time out. I'm gonna have to get some time to get used to this. So that's why they come that summer so you can get used. Man, I was walking around that school like, bro, where is these classes and where go? I'm lost. I swear I didn't get to, yo, every class I had that summer, I was late. I walk in there and they be like, they said you wasn't in class. I said, I was in class, but I probably was late because I had to walk from the back all the way to the front. Oh, I didn't prepare me for this. They did not prepare me for this, man. Lord, it was too much, man. You get used to it.
Hey, but now, like you said, that campus is huge, bro. I mean, I was late to classes and stuff, but I mean, that's just because I was just late, man. But now, yeah. Bro, like,
yeah, we already know. Shoot. But you know what I'm saying? But like coming from a junior college, just everything's right there.
Right.
university where you got the libraries on the other side of campus, so you got to run over there because, you know, you got probably got over there. Then you got another class that's on the other side of the campus, so you got to run there. I'm like, dang, I was going crazy until they was like, hey, we got people to take notes for you, so you don't got to go to class. I just been gone.
Crazy, bro. Hey, so your first time meeting G Dub, man, what was that like, bro?
Oh, the first time meeting G Dub, man, he was rough. He was, you know, like most coaches, yo, oh, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? You cool for that first day until he that official practice.
Right.
Cool, everything's straight. Everything's all right. So I was sitting there, we was talking, chatting it up, everything, you know, about Texas. Are you a Cowboy fan? This and this, you know. Right. I'm a Cowboy fan, Maverick fan. Represent my state. We was chilling, you know what I'm saying? And then that first day of practice, like everything just 360. I said, hey man, you was nice at first. Now you ain't nice no more. you ain't nice no more, coach, man. I don't like this. Yo. You done changed them. I'm looking at Dave like, bro, this is what y'all, hey, I want to go home. I want to go home. I don't want to be here. Nah, I'm cool. So, yeah, G-Dub was cool, man. He was a good coach. He's a good coach.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my man. But, hey, so what was those practices like, man? Like I said, because like you said, man, they went to the Final Four the year before you got there. So now, like you said, they got on the mission, man. You got Blake there. You got Drew. You got Juan. You got Lonnie. You got Chris. I mean, y'all stacked, bro. So what was those practices like in that atmosphere? Like you said, because they got a taste of the Final Four. So now they're like, yo, we want this year. So you, like I said, you coming from Allegheny, yeah, y'all was highly ranked and y'all was a big player, but like you said, now you're at D1, you're at the university. Now y'all in the hunt for a championship. What was that like, those practices like, man?
So, you know, I'm coming in with the incoming freshmen. So you have Andre Collins, you have all them that come in, you know. Dre was my roommate at the time, you know.
Right.
So at the time, it was like you got your starting five. You got your Lonnie Baxter, Chris Wilcox. You got Blake. Who else? Mouton. And who else was it that started? Drew. No. Dang, I don't forgot the starting five. Chris, Lonnie, Wu-Tern, okay, Juan, and Blake.
Gotcha.
That's your starting five that took them to the, Terrence Morris and all them, that took them to the Final Four. Okay, so they come back, boom. Then you got us, the ones that just coming in, but you still got the sophomores that's gonna be juniors and that freshman, right, who's Chris Wilcox. So now you got a whole beast. You got starting five. They known, you know what I'm saying? They in there. So what we had to do is coming in, hey, we got to make them play to the level they need to be playing at. So when they step on the court, boom. Man, that first day, coach threw the ball out. We went through our drills, boom, boom, boom. He's telling us what he wants. You know, that first day, you know what I'm saying? We getting used to each other. Boom, right. Boom, boom. I say 2 weeks into it. You know, Juan, coach, we're getting tired of doing this, man. We need to do some stuff that's going to help us get there.
Right.
Come on. So we doing 4-on-4, half court, everybody even it out. You know what I'm saying? Winner stay up. Boom, we going hard. I'm talking about to where it was a couple of times, Lonnie, everybody was like, man, whatever, it's going to be fights out there.
Wow. You
know? But it drew us close together, so we was out there. Practice was intense. Yo, if we could have went to the league for practicing, yeah, That year, oh yeah, man. People get sprained ankle. We come back, go to doc. Hey, tape it up. We gotta get back out. That's how bad everybody wanted. And doc telling us, hey, nah, you gotta sit out a couple more days because your ankle, whatever. Tighten that mug up. Right. You know what I'm saying? Next day of practice, your ankle big as a horse apple. Tighten it up. That's how bad everybody wanted. So practicing, oh man, it was intense, man. It was till where after practice, oh, let's play one-on-one. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Or let's play 5-on-5. Let's keep playing.
Right.
That's how I knew that year that we was gonna go further than anything, man, because everybody was on that same page.
Right. No, absolutely, man. So, I hear stories. I went to a couple of y'all practices, and I seen how tense it was, man. How everybody, I seen the difference. I seen it, you know, when Chris was a freshman and that team, and then, like I said, the sophomore year. It's funny, bro. Hey, I mean, I go up to one of y'all practices. I see Chris outside, me and my mentor at the time. I see Chris outside, and we talk whatever, and then he's like, yo, what year are you? And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be an incoming freshman. He said, oh, yeah, I'll be gone by the time you get here. This is before the season started.
Yeah. No, and you know, man, listen. So me and Chris, because I was sitting there, I'm like, nah, I done seen you somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, your friend, North Carolina freshman. Okay, you came here, but you used to kill over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, why he ain't get that much playing time as a freshman? Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I see what coach was doing. You're not gonna leave me yet. You're not gonna leave me yet, brother. You are not gonna leave me. So I'm sitting there like, I come in, I'm looking at bro. He gets the ball, one dribble at the three-point line. He at the free throw line. He goes up and he about to dunk. And I'm sitting the coach like, why you didn't jump? Are you crazy? This dude jumps at the... Go tell your mama. Go. Yeah, this dude jumps at the gym and you want me to step up with him? No, 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 coach. No, 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 no. Jump over some paper. And you want me to jump up with him and then we're in a locker room. You're like, yeah, I'm leaving after this. I said, first win the championship, then you can leave. Because, man, I knew he was gone after that, though. Man, when he did that dunk in practice, I was sitting there like, bro, why are you here? You are an athlete. If I just had a little bit of that bounce, just a little bit, man, you couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, man, Christmas. Oh, shoot. If we could record all the practices and I could just show people how this dude right here, no stretching, no nothing, you know, just steps on the court and we'll give you 20 and 10 and most of them dunked. Or them jump hooks that, like, he jumping over everybody with the jump hooks. So I'm sitting there like, coach, I can't block that. All you do is make him shoot from the outside. That's about it, yo. What you want me to do with him? So, yeah, it was good, man.
Hey, how was it? Cause I never had a chance to play with him, man. Juan, I was playing with Juan. I know you before you got there, man. You know Juan had this story. But how was it playing with Juan, bro? What was that like?
Let me tell you about Juan. Juan is a true leader. You know what I'm saying? And he'll tell you when you're doing wrong. If you can't take the criticism from him. Somebody that's been there, if you couldn't take that, man, it was no reason for you to be playing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he was a true leader, man. He'll tell you what you're doing. I remember we was playing Kansas. Because we was playing Kansas in the tournament. I was wide open. Another free throw jumper. Ah, that's my joke. Free throw jumper. I just got in too, Travis. Just got in. And we rolling, but we was rolling. Boom, 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 boom. You know? And I goes up. I was wide open. I was like, shoot, I'm going to shoot it.
Right.
When I hit the back of the iron. Boom. Yes, it's some having guy. He grabbed me by my jersey, yo. Hey, you just got in the game, bro. What you doing? I said, what he was like, I know you can shoot it. You've been shooting it all year, but this ain't the time. Because, you know, he was on his thing. And me not think, I'm thinking, hey, I was open. You know what right. I'm saying? Me not think, hey, swing it to him because he the man. He right now, he hot. This whole tournament, he hot. You know what I'm saying? Right. Go sit, give it to him. Go set a pick. Let him shoot. I wasn't thinking like that. Right. You know what I mean? But when the tournament got on and on and on, then he was like, hey, you can take your jumper now. You can shoot it. Boom, boom, boom. Because that's when he had confidence. That's all he wanted you. If you practice hard with one and he see that you do it, he wasn't going to say, hey, you can't take that shot. He was going to say, hey, man, shoot the ball if you open.
Right.
He'll build you up, But right. he'll also let you know, hey, it ain't your time to shoot yet, big boy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm going to see. You said this pick, I'm going to throw it. You go dunk it first, get your legs warmed up. Then we can play. So, yeah, he great playing. He was a great leader, man.
Yes, because I remember, man, I used to come up to when I used to come watch y'all play pickup or whatever, man, like when I was in high school, I used to see him shooting in the gym and with the lights on. I used to go, oh, man, they shoot. He like he last person leaving the gym.
Oh, man, he did that all the time. Him, man, like him and Drew. Oh, man, them practices like that, them two, I used to sit there like, bro, are y'all ever gonna stop arguing? Yo, that was like 5 minutes ago, man. Come on, man. Come on. We're gonna move on. Come on, let's keep playing. But he always first one in the gym, last one in the gym. That's how he was. Trying to get his shot together, get his shot together. And hey, it worked. Right. Because he led us. He led us that whole year.
And so you had a chance to play in the Coldfield House. I mean, I played there when I was in high school, but obviously not the same as them games, the big games, ACC, man. Y'all playing the – how was that experience, bro? How was that experience, and what was your most memorable game in the Coldfield House?
Ooh, that experience in Coldfield House, man. Coldfield House was the – you know, because it was dark on the sides, but the arena was lit up in the middle, you know?
Right.
So, you know, you was on a spotlight and the crowd was on everybody's back, you know what I'm saying? And Coldfield House was great, man. It was beautiful, man. And I had fun playing in there my first year, you know, and it was good. My memorable, it's a lot, man. But when we played North Carolina and I got a dunk. I forgot who it was. Was it Brandon Haywood? Yeah, it was Brandon Haywood in the middle. I just jumped up and we was winning by a lot and I dunked and I was like, oh, I just dunked on him. Oh my God. I was like, oh, I just dunked on him. Yeah, come on. Then I was like, dang, that was a timeout. You know what I'm saying? They call a timeout. Boom. I'm like, yeah, Chris hit me in the chest. You just dunked on him, baby. Yeah, I sure did, didn't I? But that right there was probably or when we beat Duke the last time in there. You know, and that them games was always memorable there because playing Duke was like, shoot, the Lakers and the Celtics, you know what I'm saying? So we playing them in there and everybody was together when we played Duke in that gym. So
right.
Great.
All right, before we move on to talk a little bit about some Myrna basketball, let me tell you guys a little bit about our partners over at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. If you haven't signed up with Bet Rivers yet, now's the time because they're offering a $250 match bonus for your first deposit. But what sets them apart is that they require just one playthrough to turn your bonus into cash money. With their new Rush Pay instant approval, withdrawing your winnings is safer, more secure, and more reliable. With basketball season tipping off, getting on the action by going to BetRivers.com today by downloading the BetRivers app. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bro, now your first year at Maryland, y'all go to the national championship, bro. First time in the history of Maryland basketball, man. What was You got to take me through it, man, because I was watching it a lot of the stuff I was watching, I was up in New York and I was surrounded around a lot of guys that's going to different colleges. But what was that experience like for you in regards to the Final Four run and y'all in it and that arena and then going into the national championship game? What was that experience like, bro?
Man, that got me thinking now. You got me thinking way back. Man, the experience with that, man, we had from day one at them practices. From starting off, man, it was crazy because, you know, sometimes when you're a basketball player, be like, man, I don't want to practice. You know what I'm saying? But it was like from day one, everybody wanted to practice. You know what I'm saying? We wake up, go to class, eat, do what we got to do. Boom, weight room. Everybody had, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was on one accord. And, man, making that run from game one of the tournament to the end, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy, man. It was outrageous. Like, you seeing yourself in the news, you know, like, dang, did I make ESPN? You know what I'm saying? And this tournament, let me make sure, you know, the little highlights that they have, that they really clip. Did I make it? You
know? Right.
You know, and you're sitting there, my first year, oh man, I was on cloud nine the whole time, man.
Wow.
Whole time, because coming from a junior college who made it to the championship game and we lost, but it's okay. But right. We made it to the, it wasn't like making it to the championship game at Maryland. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Final Four, you getting sized for rings just to make the Final Four. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. I didn't even expect, you know what I'm saying, to be there like that. I know they made it the first year, that first year I was there. I mean, the first year I seen them on TV and I'm at junior college and I'm playing in my junior college national championship.
Right.
Looking at them, you know what I'm saying, in the Final Four, like, yo, I'm going to that school. What can I do? But the experience, oh man, you can't talk about it. Like, it was wonderful, bro.
Yeah.
You go places, like, say you go to Florida, we're going to go play Florida State, and they sitting there like, yo, your name Ryan Randall. Oh, shoot, how you doing? Hey, you know, till this day, right now, you know what I'm saying? I leave to go to the grocery store. Hey, you play for Maryland. That chance, you want me some money. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So it's still there, but that first year, because you'll sit there and be like, stayed in the best hotels.
Right.
You ate good. You know, right. And this from a college student, you eating steaks, lobster, and shrimp.
Right.
Whole month. And you're sitting there like, yeah. We can fool. We don't got to worry about no classes. Right. All your professors telling you is come home with the gold. So you don't got to worry about nothing. But oh man, it was wonderful, wonderful. And winning it was even more better, man. It was cloud nine all over again. We cruised through that whole year to the NBA draft, looking at one of them get drafted.
Yeah,
I'm in summer school like this. I really got to do this work. We just won y'all a national championship. But even when y'all came, I was still like this. Mama, I want a national championship. I'm finna get a ring, Mama. You know what I'm saying? Mama. I said, Mama, it's a pinky ring. Because me and Calvin got pinky ring. We didn't want everybody else. Pinky ring. We like, Mama, I got a pinky ring. And national championship, you know. Okay. Yeah, but it was nice. It was nice.
Yeah.
I can say a perfect season, yo.
Right.
It was, you know, you had your ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? We didn't lose that much, you know what I'm saying? And when we lost the game that year, it was, bro, we needed this wake up. Boom, woke us up. So, you know, we win so much, you don't want to get to the championship, the NCAA tournament and lose that first game. You know what I'm saying? And right. Like, what happened?
Right.
It was beautiful, man. I had fun.
Do you ever think about it, man? Because even like people bring up the ACC championship to us, and we talk about that and stuff like that, and what it meant to them. Do you ever think about? See, with the ACC championship, they won it before '84. But the national championship for the school, first time in history, the only national championship. The banner is in the arena and gonna be there for whenever. Like, what does that mean to you, bro? Like, do you ever stop and think about, like, yo, I want the school's first and only national championship in the history, bro? Do you ever think about? I know, like I said, because we basketball players, we always moving so much and we in it, but we don't really stop and think about, like, yo, that's crazy.
Me, it was a couple of weeks ago. I'm looking on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, look at my boys, you know what I'm saying? You, everybody, I'm like, my boys are doing good. Cause I don't post nothing at all. Look, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, And then something came up where I took a picture of my national championship jersey.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there like, dang, my man ain't worn one since then or back then. So I'm the first one. I said my name up there. The banner is up there that we did. I'm like, dang. I said, that's good. I accomplished something. I said, I don't know when they're going to get another one, but I can say we did it the first. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, and it was. It blowing. I was in like, hey, I won a national championship with Maryland, their first ever. You know, right. I played in the national championship game only 4 minutes, but I played. But I played it. So I could, but it's mind blowing, man. When you start to think back, when you get older, you think back, yo, really ain't one, and I ain't seen them in the Final Four in a long time. You know what I'm saying? You like, hey. I said, that's still my team, but whoo, Lord, they need to come on. They making me mad. I don't know what's going on. I'm sitting there. I'm looking at them on TV like, what's going on, fellas? Come on now. Come on. But, yeah, man, I think about it all the time. So it's great for me.
I can imagine, man. Then, you know, what was the emotions like? I mean, I hear stories and people talking about how emotional, you know, like a Dave Dickerson was, you know, and, you know, a G-Dub, because G-Dub had to come and basically rebuild the whole program. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So come back to winning the school's first national championship, you know what I mean? Like, what did you see in regards to that, man? Did you see, like, the emotions on their faces? Like I said, Dave Dickerson knowing what the program once was, you know, with the Lynn Bias situation, everything like that, to where you guys, like I said, one of the first ever national championship in that whole process. Like, what was it like for them? Would you have a chance to, like, talk to them or, you know?
Oh, well, shoot. Once we won it, man, I could tell you, I didn't see nothing but everybody with towels over their faces crying, you know? Everybody crying. I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure my jersey stay on because, you know, everybody going crazy. You know? But it was, man, the emotions in the locker room. After that, man, it was everybody sit there. We crying. But it was tears of joy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody happy. I'm looking at Dave. Dave is like, thank you. You know, everybody, man. I couldn't find G-Dub because, you know, he probably somewhere in the but when I did find him, I messed up his hair and said, Coach, yeah, we did it, baby, we did it, you know what I mean? Right. But it was a happy moment, man, like, bro, we worked hard for this, and then I can remember to this day, this lady was interviewing Chris Wilcox. She was interviewing after the, you know, she asked him, well, you know, Gary Williams didn't have no McDonald All-American, such and such. So I popped up on the screen because Chris got stuck and was like, hey, man, we Burger King All-Americans. We don't need no championship, man.
Right.
then Chris took running with that. He was like, yeah, we Burger King All-American. This is what we do. Right. You don't need All-Americans to win championships. So, right. Man, it was wonderful, man. In the locker room from everything, man.
So you had that experience. Now, next year, you're a senior. You know, you got you're a senior now. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, Wilcox gone, Lonnie's gone. You know, Juan's gone. Now it's kind of like, now you got five newcomers coming in, four freshmen and Jamal, who was incoming, he's going to be a junior. Mm-hmm. What was that like? I mean, I remember when I stepped on campus with the Addicts, because I'm coming from high school and from a college environment in a sense. So you kind of had that experience in regards to, and y'all went to the championship, so you already had that experience where you got guys coming from high school, you know, with their McDonald's All-American or, you know, put up numbers in high school, but they, in the same sense, they're freshmen. They didn't go to the Final Four. They didn't win a national championship. So it's kind of like, in a sense, a rebuild, in a sense, like it's half and half, because you still had Drew, Steve, Todd, you know, Calvin was still there. So you still had guys in Andre College. You still had guys that were, that won a chip. So you got half there and you got the other half who, newbies in a sense. What was that like for you being a senior and basically, I guess, trying to let it resonate to the incoming guys to, man, look, I'm trying to get a taste of another championship, you know?
Fucking up out. Man, let me tell you how it went down. Okay, so it was you and Jamal, right?
Right.
So you and Jamal, coach was like, because you were supposed to be with Todd all the time. I don't know how you got over me, but if Todd was supposed to take you under his wing, come on. I already knew Jamal. So coach is like, you take Jamal, but I don't know what happened. I think coach changed it and was like, you and Jamal too goofy. So y'all, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can't be together. Travis, I take Travis. Dude, Travis can hoop, you know what I'm saying? I done seen him a little bit, you know? Cool, but with y'all coming in, I wasn't like the one that's gonna tell y'all, hey man, you gotta do this, you gotta do this. It's right. By the way I played that I want to show y'all, hey, this is what you gotta do. I wouldn't no be no, hey man, listen, I'm tired out here, y'all need to come on. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
So me trying to introduce, get that little taste of we won that championship. I want y'all to experience this. Only thing we was thinking about at the time was, hey man, let's make it to the tournament because we don't got Juan, Lonnie, Chris. Right. We don't have that. So we had else to make it different, you know what I'm saying? So with me, it was the way I played. Coach wanted me to, hey Ryan, you play defense, rebound, do this, do this, do this, do this. And then everybody else will follow. You know what I'm saying? You already had our vocal leader in Steve Blake.
Right.
He ran the show. Whatever he wanted, that's how it went. Whatever he seen, you know.
Right.
That's how it went, you know what I'm saying? And then with y'all coming in, shoot, you was already there in the summer, so, which was great. And we playing pickup and you seeing how everything keep working. And with me, I had confidence in you all the time. You and Jamal. If I go to the bench, okay, he got it.
Right.
So let him rock. Hold on, coach. I'll go in there in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Let him rock. You know, as a freshman, you got to think about it. As a freshman, okay, you getting these type of minutes. Say you're getting 15 minutes a game. You know what I'm saying? As a freshman, you know what I'm saying? You miss a couple of shots, you're going to get down. So you got to figure out, hey, my coach ain't pulling me out yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or, dang, if I shoot this, would coach pull me out? You know what I'm saying? Freshman, you know what I'm saying? I had to go through that as a junior,
right. But
you know, I had somebody, you know, and that's why we was always, hey man, keep shooting.
Right.
Keep playing, keep going, because that's going to build your confidence. Because when it hit the tournament, as you can see, we needed y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all came in and just, you and Jamal and Nick and all of y'all just, hey, our big man's in trouble, foul trouble, boom. They trust us. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? That was great, man. That y'all coming in trying to, we was trying to teach y'all. Well, I couldn't say nothing. I just show. I play. Boom. Hey, this is how we're gonna do. Or we back in the room. Hey, Travis, you messed up on this right here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We gotta fix this. You know what I'm saying? So, Travis, keep shooting that mud. That's what you here for. You know what I'm saying? You know them days you be like, man, I'm down. Travis, keep shooting. My coach getting on me this week. He probably say something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but keep playing. That's how I handle it. So
right. And you had the opportunity, bro. Like I said, man, I from the outside looking in, you know, and people do it to me sometimes, but like, bro, you played in the Cold Fair House, you shut down the Cold Fair House. You was on the last team that played in the Cold Fair House. The first team to win the national championship, then you open up the Comcast Center. Like, bro, like it's history all like I said, man. Like mind-blowing type stuff. If you sit back and look at it, you know what I'm saying? If you sit back and look at it, like I said, you shut down Coldfield and open up Comcast, which is now the Xfinity Center. Like I said, man, reflect on that, man. Like the legendary Coldfield House, then you open up a whole new arena. Like you was in two different eras, bro. And like I said, one next trip, like that's, if you sit, I'm thinking about it and I ain't even do that, you know?
Because you're like, was the Comcast Center. Man, listen, shutting down Cold Fair House going to Comcast Center. Boy, whew, that's a bad gym, yo. Think about it, you know what I'm saying? You got your weight room right there, then you got a practice room, gym. You go to Cold Fair, well, used to be Cold Fair House. You got a gym, you got the middle. Then it was a practice gym upstairs that didn't nobody know about.
Yeah.
Speak up there. It was dusty. It had bird poop all over the place. You know what I'm saying? But we still hooped in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo, we can get sick from this, breathing this in, but we still hooped in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have got sick in here. You know what I mean? But, you know, and then coming to the Comcast Center where, man, it was like an NBA arena. You know what I'm saying? You sitting there like, bro, it's rows and rows and rows of seats. And we're going to play in this year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I remember when, what's the name, got in trouble for going over there his freshman year, and they wouldn't finish building it.
Hey, I'm just hearing about them this, huh? I think I heard about it then, but like somebody really broke it down to me the other day. I'm like, I forgot about it, or I never knew about it. One of the two.
Man, went over there. He said, because he got in trouble. We were practicing that day. We were going to go to practice. No, we was doing something in Cold Field House. And then that coach was like, yo, you went over there just to see how it looked? I was like, bro, come on. I know you didn't. Just kind of finish over there, bro. And then you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I can't, not today. But with that, man, the Comcast Center was, I liked it. I liked it a lot, man. And I never played in another gym like that before. Yeah. After I left, there was no other gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I had a friend, because y'all played against him. After I left, I was trying to get him to play against us my senior year. Pepperdine. Terrence Johnson, my best friend. And he was like, man, we playing y'all today. I'm overseas. He called him. I'm like, for real? What channel? I'm trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? He called me after y'all beat them. He was like, hey, y'all court ain't regulation. It's too long. I like, no, I'm one.